Masechet Eduyot Perek Dalid Mishnah Tet. We'll have another machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel about Yibum. Yibum is done through relations. A man takes the widow of his brother, he has relations with her, and now she's married to him. But Hachamim instituted, in order to make the process a little bit more formal, something called Ma'amar, which is a sort of pre-Yibum Kiddushin that they make. Kiddushin in a regular marriage is the stage before Nisu'in, the halachic engagement. So when it came to Yibum, that didn't exist, but Hachamim instituted that a person does Ma'amar, sort of a proposal before they actually do the Yibum. When a man does Ma'amar with his Yevama, with his brother's ex-wife or his brother's widow, then none of the other brothers are allowed to marry her. She's designated for him. Here we'll have a machloket about what Ma'amar does. Is it a full kiddushin, like a full marriage, or is it something a little bit less? Mishnah says, Shelosha achim, shenayim mehem nesu'im, leshte achayot ve'ehad mufne. Okay, so here's the case. You have three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters, and one of the brothers is unmarried. Met echad mi ba'le ahayot ve'asa ba mufne ma'amar. If the husband of one of the sisters now dies, and so you have a widow, and the unmarried brother does ma'amar with her, he proposes to her, he does this action called ma'amar, ve'ahar kach met achiv hasheni. And after the ma'amar is finished, the other brother dies as well with no children, and he leaves a widow. So what happens now with the situation? What happens going forward? Bet Shammai omrim ishto imo, v'hala tetze mishum achot isha. Says Bet Shammai, the wife that he already proposed to, the one he did ma'amar to, is now his full wife. She stays with him. Now his full wife. And the other widow could go free with no halitza even, because she's his now current wife's sister. We said that they were two sisters. So it's basically his current wife's sister, because he did ma'amar with her, it's his current wife, and it's her sister, so she therefore is petura from yibum or halitza, and she goes free. According to Bet Shammai, ma'amar is a complete kiddushin. So therefore, once the unmarried brother did this ma'amar with the first sister, she's his full wife, and the second sister, who then lost her husband, is considered to be an erva. She's the wife's sister. And therefore, she is freed automatically because she's an erva. Ubet Hillel omrim, motzi et ishto beget v'halitza, ve'et eshet achiv v'halitza. Say Bet Shammai, they hold that ma'amar is not super effective to affect kiddushin. And therefore, the second sister is also in a yibum bond with this man. So how does he... because since he wasn't married really to the first woman he did ma'amar to, on the oraita, biblical level, both of these women have a bond with him. So what does he do? We say he's motzit ishto begete b'halitza. He has to send away the current wife that he has, that he's married to her on a superficial basis through ma'amar. He has to give her a get in order to undo the ma'amar, and he has to do halitza with her to remove the yibum bond that he has. And ve'eshet achiv b'halitza, and then he also has to send out his brother's wife, the second widow, with halitza to remove the zika, the yibum bond that he has with her. According to Bet Hillel, ma'amar is a quasi-marriage. So therefore, the person is stuck in the middle. It's not strong enough to prevent the zika that he has with the second widow from taking effect. He still has a connection to her. And now that both sisters have a zika, have a bond with him, halacha is he's not allowed to marry either one of them. So he has to do halitza with both of them to remove the bond that they have. But the first sister was partially married to him because of ma'amad, so he would have to give her a get to free her from that partial marriage. Zohi she'amru, oy lo al ishto, ve'oy lo al eshet achiv. This is a very famous case that Achamim said about. Woe to him about his wife, who he has to now divorce, even though he did nothing wrong. And also, woe to him over his brother's wife, who he's not allowed to marry, and continue the legacy of his brother.